K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how's it going? This is Corey.
Fry, it's Corey.
Well, howdy, Corey.
Howdy, how you doing?
What's up?
I was just hoping you guys could help me out. So I met this girl, Robin. She's beautiful, I'll be honest. Blonde hair and these like amazing big brown eyes. And she's really beautiful and sweet, but she's not calling me back. And I'm sort of wondering why. You know, we met through some mutual friends. We had a group date, and we just sort of hit it off at that point. And so I asked her out just, you know, so the two of us could, you know, spend some time together, and it went really, really well. It was great. You know, I picked her up at home and got her flowers and held the door, the whole, like, you know, gentleman bit.
Wow.
Do. Mm-hmm. And I took her to dinner at O'Charlie's. Have you guys been there?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's this great place, right? So we had wine. We had a really great evening, and, you know, we talked, and we just really hit it off, you know? Now I've tried to contact her since. Like, I waited the requisite, like, 2 days, so don't sound like weird stalker, you know, sort of obsessed guy. But the truth is, like, she gave me like every reason that I should call her back, basically, you know. And so I've called her, and now she's always making up these like excuses, like, you know, she's busy or she doesn't have time. And I'm just sort of wondering, you know, what's up? We got along, and I just am confused, basically. That's why she seems to be busy all the time now, when we clearly had a good time together.
Mm.
I feel like a bit like a loser for this. You know, I think she's great, and I thought we got along. So I'm just sort of curious what's up.
All right, Corey. Well, we'll attempt to find out what's up. You said her name's Robin, right?
Yeah, Robin.
Okay, hold on just a second. We're gonna put you on hold here. We will call her and see what's going on here.
Cool. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Corey, you said she's got blonde hair and brown eyes, right?
Yeah.
And her name's Robin, because it sounds like Fry's girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does, actually.
She's a cute little blonde.
Maybe that's the reason she's not calling.
Well, you're in luck here, buddy. Push the last couple digits. Well, it's not out. Her number, so
no.
That's
okay.
That's good.
Shoot.
Yeah, so here we go. Hold on a second, okay?
Hi, we're looking for someone named Robin. Is she available?
Yeah, that's me.
Robin, hi. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Hi, Robin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Are you able to talk?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Well, we just we got a question here for you. We got a call from somebody asking for a little help, and you're kind of a key point of this. Well, here we got a call from Corey. Said you guys went out on a date, went to O'Charlie's. They have great bread there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was curious about what happened to you. He said he thought things went well, but seems to be struggling to get a second date.
He sounds like a nice guy.
He does.
He is. Corey was very sweet, all right? Just, you got to hear me out on this.
Okay.
We really clicked in a group setting. He was a gentleman the whole time. He's handsome. He dresses well. He smells great. He wears this cologne called Cool Water.
Ooh.
You know it?
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of my high school boyfriend. I love that scent. But it may have been a mistake telling Corey.
About the scent?
Corey must have bought out the store for more Cool Water. All right, the second I got in the car door, the smell of his cologne was overwhelming.
Oh.
It was everywhere.
Oh, no.
It was suffocating. I had to resist rolling down the windows.
Oh, no.
Like saturated.
Yeah, it was way too much. He put on so much, it was coating my teeth.
How'd it taste? It tastes real good?
Yeah, exactly.
God, I know Charlie's, everything smelled and tasted like Cool Water.
Ooh.
The wine tasted like Cool Water. Have you got the rolls?
The rolls, yeah.
The rolls, yeah.
They tasted like Cool Water.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It tasted like Cool Water. It was horrible. I went to the restroom to get away from it. Before it helped me with my jacket, right?
Yeah.
And the restroom smelled like Cool Water.
Oh.
I had to wash it off, and it was everywhere.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Robin. Like, you had... Oh. You said you liked that smell. That's why I put it on.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand like why you're.
I think she does.
There you go. I think you got it figured out. He's been listening to you.
Like how do you freak out now and say that like I had too much on your, when I said you liked it?
You were sneezing.
I was sneezing. Did you not get the clue when I rolled down the window on the way home?
I remember that, like, but you had like a few drinks at dinner. Like, I just totally thought that you just like were trying to get fresh air because you had too much to drink.
Oh,
I honestly don't get it. Like, you know, you said you like Cool Water. That's why I put it on. That's why I went and bought the whole kit so that you could like know what it's. I layered it on. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to, like, I watched something on TV. Like, you're supposed to, like, spray and then walk into it or something.
Oh, no!
And, like, you know, I got the body wash and the aftershave and the cologne. And, like, you said you liked it, so that's why I wore it. I mean, I wore all of it, okay?
You need to back it down, all right? The smell gave me a migraine. It made me sick.
Oh.
I wish you would. Why didn't you say something that night? Like, why? Like, that's the reason you don't call me back? Like, we got along outside of that. But, and I wore it because you said you liked it. That's why I was wearing it.
I gave my jacket to Goodwill because it reeked of
You
cool
did
water.
What?
Oh, no.
You gave your jacket to Goodwill. Oh.
I had to give it away.
That's
I love
insane.
That jacket.
That's ridiculous.
Corey, I got to ask you, could you smell it on yourself when you put it on?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I had a lot on, but, like, that's why I put it on, because she said she liked it.
He was just trying.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, maybe we have a resolution, Fry, right?
Well, yeah.
We can help.
Yeah, we can help you out. Maybe just no cologne on the second day, but we can give you a limo ride and somewhere to eat and send you guys out again if you both agree to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want. That's why I called in the first place. I mean, I just wish you would have said, hey, just back off a little bit on the cologne. And that's all she had to do. I would have done it.
What do you think?
I wore it because she said she liked it.
What do you think, Robin?
I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't. Oh,
no.
My God. I can't even.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I feel like I'll look at him and I'll smell that.
The reason I put it on is because you said you liked it. Now I'm saying I'll take it off and you don't want to go back out again?
It's that bad, Corey. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It could have been Old Spice or Brute.
Nancy, would you go out with me?
Oh, look at that. Cool water.
You may not after your date.
Yeah, but we're going to have to talk about this a little bit, Corey, okay? We'll teach you the art of layering.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, the whole reason I did is because she said she liked it. I mean...
Well, she does, but just not that much. Right, Robin?
Way too much.
Well, sorry it didn't work out, but I'm sure that there are plenty of ladies who like a little cool water.
A little cool water.
Maybe like cool droplets.
Lesson learned, I guess. And I got all this whole... I got a whole freaking kit of this shit.
Enjoy it.